Thank you for holding. Is this Joshua?
Sure is.
Hey, Joshua. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing?
Doing all right.
Good. All right's better than bad. I'll take it. I understand that you were speaking with my representative, Tara. She asked me to jump on the line to go over some pricing and details. Did you have any questions like about the listing, though, or how any of it works?
I'm pretty familiar. I've been basically in the last 2 months in building this business, a huge portion of what I've been focused on is the online presence, SEO, and how it all works. So it's not really a piece of the business that I love, but I understand that it's also very necessary, if you will.
Yeah, it's a necessary evil, to say the least. What hurdles have you been finding?
Not exactly hurdles as much as the amount of time it takes to learn a new skill that doesn't interest you. You know, it's like I wish I had the capital up front to just pay all the people that are specialties at these things because they're not things that I enjoy. But, you know, you got to start somewhere, build up your name, and then hopefully get enough money to then do that so that you don't have to. But, so hurdle is time and resources.
Gotcha. Well, you know, all the guys that are up on the first page right now are outsourcing their advertising to a Google partner. That's how they got there.
Totally. And that costs capital.
Oh, but it's super cost efficient. I mean, it's about $10 a day with the discounts applied with your new and business credit. So, I mean, you're looking at like $2.99 on a month-to-month basis. You already have your own website, so we don't have to build that for you. So, I mean, it should be worth $10 a day to you. If you hire somebody, you're going to have to pay them more than that per hour, you know, 8 hours a day.
Well, run some numbers by me. So let's say you don't have to use any specifics, but on average, in doing this, like how many clicks a week, how many clicks a month do you see that would bring traffic to the website? Because I guess what I don't understand currently is like, or what I'll say currently is I don't have a lot of website traffic because I'm still building all of my everything. So most of my traffic has been me going up to people, introducing myself, telling them to go to my website, things of that nature. I don't really have any online presence or traffic to my website. So I guess let's say that I paid the $2.99. What realistically, expectation-wise, should I see as far as traffic in?
Yeah, I mean, all I could use as a reference point are the guys that are up there now. They're a lot bigger companies, though, too. But Aerotech, Gutter Service, in Metro DC, and then there's also Ann Arundel Exteriors. Both of these guys get called every day, you know. Obviously, I mean, Google doesn't want us to guarantee you that you're going to get a certain amount of clients. Because it's just not realistic. I can't say, hey, I guarantee you're going to get 20. I mean, the people still got to pick you, and then once they call you, you still got to, you know, seal the deal, set an appointment, go out there, do the work. You know what I mean? So there's too many variables.
Well,
they don't want us to, like,
totally,
guarantee you clients.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I'm not asking for guarantees. So, I mean, what we're talking about is traffic, right? Like, I'm not no guaranteed clients. So, like, right now I have no traffic. So,
right.
You know, if you're telling
me this will solve that problem. What I can say is this is we're putting you in front of your customers at the moment they're doing the search. About 90% of the time when people search on Google, they pick from this section. It's called Google Places. Those are the guys that show up next to the map there. So we're basically putting you where 9 out of 10 of your customers are going to look. You know, the website's attached to that, your reviews, your phone number, your name, address, you know. So as far as driving traffic, I mean, it's been the most profitable way for a business to advertise for the last 15 years because you're actually catching people at the moment that they're doing the search. You know, obviously somebody's not looking up gutter installation for fun, you know.
Yeah, it's not a sexy commodity, which is kind of why I'm doing it, because a lot of people don't want to do it. So that makes sense. I guess the reason I had delayed until now to even research kind of how to partner is that So I have 15 reviews, and, you know, and you had mentioned AeroTech. I looked up a bunch of these competitors, and I had them all give me quotes and, like, look at how they run their business. And, you know, all of them have between, like, 150 to about 700 reviews from, you know, being a new company with, you know, such a significant fraction of what they have in reviews. I guess my worry is that it might put me on the map, but when, you know, it's like, when I go on Amazon, I see three of the same things. One of them has 10,000 reviews, one of them has 5,000 reviews, and one of them has 15 reviews. Like, I don't normally pick the one that's the 15. You know, we all kind of are review sluts in a way. It's just a part of our nature now. So, like, how do I prevent, like, investing all this money and then really seeing all these people that just have way more reviews and they click them instead of me?
Yeah,
or is that just
the
hurdle if you're going to do business?
Yeah, that's just the hurdle. I mean, the only way to accumulate the reviews is to get the jobs and have customers write the reviews. Google has verified reviews, so people got to be logged into their email and, you know, write those. You can't just go on and drop 100 of them on there, you know. And if they look fishy or they're flagged as, like, a bot, you know, then they get removed and expunged altogether. You could even get your listing suspended altogether, so... The only way to really do it is to have yourself up there over a length of time, you know what I mean, and build up your client base, build up your review base, and then, you know, obviously it's just going to get better the longer you do it, you know. So, I mean, starting out, though, what I can say, it's better to be up there with those guys and only have your 15 reviews than to not be up there at all with 150, right? So being on the first page is going to be better, yeah. Better for you, you know, even if you have 1 5-star rating than if you have like 150 5-star ratings and they're not seeing you, because most of the searches are starting and stopping right there. So, you know, at least you're being considered.
Yeah. I mean, obviously my only hesitation on this is capital, because, you know, my operational cost for my entire business right now is about $400 a month, which is mainly my license, my insurance, and my CRM. And I've been primarily doing word of mouth and knocking on doors just to try to build capital and make sure I get a steady flow, like a steady lead source, so that I can start investing in the things like what you're talking about. So,
How much time and money would that save you, though, if you didn't have to door knock in order to get clients, you know?
I mean, I would love that.
Yeah. And I mean, if you're trying to keep your overhead low, I mean, there's really no more cost efficient way if you think about it. I mean, you're catching these people at the moment. Like I said, they're looking for what you do at $10 a day. I mean, to have somebody stand outside and spin a sign or go do the door knocking for you, it's going to cost you more than $2.99 month to month. Having a, you know, a couple hundred business cards created is going to cost you, you know, $2.99. So
tell me about what the contracting terms look like. So,
she
said month to month. You pay 1 month up front, and you, like, or, like, is it literally that you just pay for the first month and you pay for the second month, kind of a thing?
Yep. Yeah, we just literally go 1 month at a time. Flat rate. There's no other charges. So this is Google Places. It's not Google Ads or Google Guarantee. So there's no, like, pay-per-click or pay-per-lead cost affiliated with it. It's just a flat $2.99 one time per month. And then obviously we, as a Google partner, want to try to retain you. And the only way to really retain you is to make sure that your marketing and advertisement's working. So we get in there, and the only way we get paid is if you get paid. So we use the Google Analytics and the data that we have to try to put you in the best position to be successful each month.
Okay, so then what you're telling me, if I'm hearing you correctly, is that it'd be $2.99, and I guess, is it like a renewal right at the 30-day mark or 31-day mark or whatever? I guess what I'd want to do is track, okay, for the next month, because every lead that comes in right now, because I'll be honest, there are not a lot of them.
Well, there's a tracking
where they come from.
Yeah, we have a tracking system for you. It comes in the form of a downloadable app. You could also log into it on a PC, but you'll have your own UN and password, and you can actually track all the data. I mean, obviously, we're not able to track, like, the people who search on a PC, then dial your number, but if they're on, like, a mobile device, like an iPhone, Android, or tablet, and they use that click-to-call feature, where they just, like, click on the phone icon, it'll track like the keyword they typed in to find you, you know, the zip code that they're doing the search from. It'll save their number. And then even if you're missing calls, you could call those people back. There's even like call recordings in that tracking system too. So you'll have a good gauge on what we're bringing to the table each month. Might actually bring in more than what's showing in that tracking system, but you'll have a good idea. And we like you to have that too. It's our way of being able to prove to you that we're bringing stuff in.
So does it show also like how many clicks go to the website and things like that?
Yeah. It's called impressions. So it'll show you your impression count, and then like it'll show you your bounce rate too. It's like how long people typically stay on your site or if they're even visiting your site at all. So it has good data in there. It has leads, it has a recording of the calls. You can even request reviews to your Google Business profile through the app. So that's a pretty cool feature. I know you're focused on trying to build up your reviews, but when you're completing jobs, you could just put in the customer's phone number and it'll send them that text message asking about their experience and to leave that star rating on your Google Business profile.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. I'm definitely interested in this. I am literally at the gym parking lot and I'm in my gym clothes and holding my phone. So, I have a business credit card that I would do this on. And, I think for giving it a shot, it's reasonable enough to see. I mean, the way that I view this and I think what you're trying to say too, is that whenever I'm looking at any of my options, the idea is like, what can I get from it versus what's the cost, right? So, at $2.99, if I get literally one customer, it is like it'll tenfold pay for itself. Right now I have such little amount of leads that like if it just creates the ability for me to go out and have some experiences whether I close them or not, I mean, I need the practice and everything else. Really need the practice. I just need more bats right now.
Yeah, I mean, these people, by the time they call you, you know, they're basically ready to go. Put it this way, like, we do our due diligence, too. We try to find guys that we know are going to be a fit where it's like, hey, we can work with you for a long time. So we see, like, your home advisor and Angie's List, and we also know as a Google partner that a majority of the leads they sell on that platform come from the Google partners. So, like, they're doing Google advertising. They're just reselling you leads that they're getting from it. And so the leads that you get on that platform are super saturated. They're going to like four or five other people and you're bidding against those people. And even if you don't get the job, you get charged a lead fee. So for us, looking at that, we're going, hey, you know, let's call him about the first page placement. It's going to make a lot more sense than what you're doing now. If we let these people call you directly, the kind of clients you'll be dealing with are different. They're actually like doing the search. They see your reviews. They see your top recommended. They see your Google verification, and then they're calling you live. So it's a completely different ballgame. You know, they've already chose you. You know, you don't have to give them some fancy sales pitch as why you're better than the other four or five guys that they're getting quotes from, you know. So it kind of eliminates a lot of the hassle there. Should save you money and lead fees, especially if you're looking at it as a long-term solution. Like, fast forward a year from now, you're not imagine all the money you're going to save on like lead fees at just having $2.99 monthly being on the first page versus, you know, what every single lead's going to cost you, even the ones that aren't actually converting into jobs over the course of the year, you know?
Yeah, I agree. Well, so it's about to be 2:00 our time. I'm East Coast.
Yeah,
I don't know where you guys are. I assume you are as well.
Yeah, no, if it's something you want to give a shot, I can create the account pretty quickly here and secure that position for you. And then I could set up like a client interview for later today or tomorrow, whichever is more convenient for you.
Yeah, let's do 4:00.
4:00 today?
If that's too late, we can do it tomorrow morning.
No, I could do 4 or 5 today. If you like, between 4 and
yeah,
5 o'clock.
Four.
Okay. That's for the client interview, though. The main thing I want to do is create the account, secure the listing, take it off the board so that way they're not calling out into other guys in the area.
Yeah.
Okay. So let me just schedule this client interview for you real quickly. Make sure you get that time slot, and then I'll create the account. I already have your Google Business profile to go off of. There is an advanced verification that we do, though, so there's a form you have to fill out and send back to us. I'll get that over to you right now. Okay, one second here. Okay, so I've got that client interview slot. And then form for Google verification. All right. And then what's your last name, Josh? Joshua?
Han, H-A-H-N.
Okay. And are you the sole owner of the business?
Correct.
Okay. All right. And is the phone number that we're currently on the best phone number for us and your clients to contact you?
So, no.
Yeah, I have the 2349 currently on there.
Yeah, that's going to be my customer-facing, but you guys called me on my cell.
Right. Yeah, this was a personal line that we had here. So that's why I wanted to verify, because on the Google Business Profile, it already has the 2349 on there.
Yeah.
Already has the website hyperlink, so I'll leave that there. You want to leave hours of operation the same as well, 7 to 5, Monday through Friday?
I guess for all intents and purposes, yeah. I mean, people can call me during those hours for sure.
Okay. And then got the website's already hyperlinked. Okay, did you get that Google verification form on your phone? I texted it over.
No.
No? Okay. Let me
Did you do it under the 443-336-7036, or did you do it under the business one?
Yeah, no, I sent it to the cell phone, so the 7036 number.
Yeah, no, it didn't pop over.
Okay, yeah, it's still saying in processing, actually, too, which is kind of strange. So let me, I'm going to force it over again. Maybe I just need to implement your email in here, too. So now I'll send it to your email and your phone. There you go. Should come in here shortly. It's pretty easy. It asks for like license, insurance, work vehicle, license plate. If you're missing some of the things, don't panic. It tells you right at the bottom, just submit everything that you have, and then you check that little box that it's okay for us to contact you with a Google verified representative if we need to, and then we could just do the verification over the phone. It looks like you've already requested a PIN before, but I just want to make sure this is like advanced verification, so this is outside of just your Google PIN. And then is the 1216 Chesley Road still valid address for you?
Yep.
Okay. Do you want that address hidden on Google?
Yeah, I mean, I think from what I put on my business profile, it's for just to say Edgewater, Maryland. I mean, I don't want to put like the 1216 per se on there because it's not like a brick and mortar.
Gotcha. So it's completely hidden right now, all activated, so it has like city, state, and zip, and then obviously we'll hide the actual street address and deactivate all turn-by-turn directions.
Yeah, because, I mean, I promote pretty heavily in the Edgewater area with, like, a lot of local businesses and yard signs, store hangers, things of that nature, so, like, I want people to know I'm local to that area, but, like, yeah, I don't actually need them to, like, know my actual address.
Yeah, I mean, they shouldn't be coming to you. That would be pretty awkward. Like, oh, hey, I wanted to talk to you about this gutter installation. Get off my door, guy. Okay. All right, so I have your profile completed, but I do need to make sure that you have that verification form. That's pretty important. I'm also going to send you a full outline of the agreement. Okay, perfect. And then I'll also send the full outline of the agreement here in writing. And then you will have to sign off on that. Obviously, you can knock out your gym session and then take care of that as long as it's done before the client interview here between 4 and 5. Should be good. And then how did you want to secure your first month's payment of the $299?
I'm going to do it on my business credit card.
Okay. Now, is this card under your name, the business name, or both?
Both.
Okay. Now, I'm updating your business name to have the LLC visible because it's currently not on your Google business profile. But does the business card also have the LLC on there, or is it just under Guardian Gutters?
It does.
Okay. And is there any middle initial in your name?
R.
R. Okay. And billing address is same as the business street address?
Yep.
All right. I'm ready for you.
So I didn't bring my wallet. That's why I was saying, like, we get on this call. I don't have my wallet. Actually, maybe I have my other one. Hold on one second.
Yeah, if you need to put it on
as little as possible.
I gotcha. Yeah, me too. I have, like, those Power Beats Pro, and then I actually take my Apple Watch so people can't text me. No
nice.
Emails.
Yeah,
through.
I do the over-the-ear Bose, and I like them because unlike Apple headphones, like, you don't hear all your texts and all that. It, like, doesn't connect to your phone, so.
I don't like that chiming. I just try not to get distracted in there. I only get an hour every day for lunch, and I go downstairs. We actually have an Equinox, like, right, attached to our building downstairs. So I usually work out on my lunch hour every day. Yeah.
I do whatever I can. All right, I do have, I mean, it's the same number, so it doesn't matter, but I got you.
Okay, I'm going to send over the receipt, like the invoice receipt, so you could write it off, and then I'll also send the outline of the agreement in writing. You'll get both of those right now. So I'm ready for you.
Cool. Yeah, 3727.
3727.
0439. 0439. 1591. 1591. 002. 002.
Okay, and this is reading as American Express, correct?
Yep.
Okay, and then expiration date, month and year?
11/28. 11/28,
and then four-digit code on the front.
Yeah, 6913.
6913. Okay, I know it's gym time, but 60 seconds, and then I'll have you off the phone here, voice verification. If I say anything you don't agree to, just stop me, okay?
Okay.
All right, you're on a recorded line. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. All of our calls are recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
Guardian Gutters, LLC.
Thank you. And can you please state your full name and title within the company?
Joshua Home, sole proprietor, owner.
All right. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes.
All right. And are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you provided?
I am.
Okay, so it says to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yeah.
And hiring us as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to let us know about any other forms of online advertisement while you're using our services?
Sure.
Yeah, we know what you currently have. We just don't want you duplicating anything, or you can't add anybody else to, like, your Google business profile as manager, or we'll end up kicking them out. But we want to avoid, like, any suspension, so don't, like, duplicate any listings or pay for something you already have. If you're not sure, just double-check with us. We have 24/7 customer service, and I'll send you my direct line. Then it says, your payment for the initial term. Oh, sorry, go ahead.
Because I don't really plan on paying for duplicate services.
Yeah, I mean, no, I don't think anybody does, but it can happen unintentionally because we do all your SEO content creation outside of just getting that Google Places placement. You know, we'd also do, like, Facebook ads for you, too. So, you know, it's more than just slapping you on that first page. So you do get everything in writing, but again, you know, if you're not sure, just double check.
Cool.
Okay, and it says, the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. We do recommend that you try the services for at least 2 months when you first sign up, but it is month to month. You're not bound to any kind of contract. It says, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It's February 20th of 2024. It's going to be in the discounted amount of $299 for the Platinum Package Bundle. I've waived all setup fees that are affiliated with your campaign, and I've locked you in on a new in business credit indefinitely. So when the term is completed, the agreement is set up to renew each month on the 20th day, but you'll keep that discounted pricing structure of $299 for as long as you choose to remain with us. It says, again, you can discontinue or cancel at any time. There's no cancellation fees or penalties. All that we ask is if you are going to discontinue, let us know before the next billing is due so we can stop your billing cycle. And it says, do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yeah, and you're going to send me a copy of all this so I can review it?
Yep. Yep. It should be there right now, actually. If not, maybe like the next 20 seconds. But the payment cleared. And then you have my direct number and extension, too. And then we also have 24/7 customer service available to you. So even if it's after hours, if you have any questions, comments, or concerns, you could always call in and we'll walk you through it.
Cool.
Okay. But yeah, you'll get that. Enjoy your workout. Sorry I took a little longer than anticipated. I tried to go as quickly as I could while also being thorough and not shortchanging your business in any way. So Enjoy that workout, and then we'll circle back with you here in 2 hours for the client interview. I'm going to send you a text message reminder about 30 minutes prior to the interview.
Perfect, and that's just over the phone?
Yeah, it's over the phone, all general knowledge information. We do have analytics, though, so we'll have some recommendations on, like, keywords, but you have final say on everything, so they're going to want to go over, like, your keywords with you and then the service area and just make sure we're representing you properly, that I didn't miss anything.
Sounds good.
All right. Well, enjoy your workout, Joshua. I'm looking forward to working with you, and then we'll be talking to you soon, okay?
All right, thank you.
All right, you're very welcome.
Bye.
Bye.